This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio, KFGO.
She gets too hungry.
COVID-19 may have closed the movie theaters, but it didn't stop See It, Stream It, Skip It.
No. We're telling you what you can see from the convenience of your home. Also, I want to throw this out there. If you live up in the Grand Forks area, specifically East Grand Forks, their cinema is reopening this weekend with a lot of precautions taken. But if you want to scratch that itch of seeing a movie, you can actually go see a movie. I think they're showing Grease, The Wretched, which has got a local tie to it, Bloodshot. I mean, it's nothing brand new, but you can still go out there and see a movie if you really want.
There you go.
Let's talk about some dad movies. Movies with a great dad character in it. And some of these you're going to go like, what? But hear me out on it, all right? So let's start with this. Mrs. Doubtfire, a great dad movie. Robin Williams plays a dad who wants to see his kids so bad that he dresses up as an elderly woman and becomes the maid for a family. It is one of the funniest movies of all time. Robin Williams knocks it out of the park. And Sally Field is really funny as his ex-wife, who there's a scene where they're talking about the marriage that she had. Of course, she doesn't know that Robin Williams is in drag. But he asks her what went wrong, and he's sort of floored by it because he had never put himself into the point of thinking, oh yeah, I was a bad husband. I'm a great father. I love my kids. In fact, he describes his kids like air. He needs it to live. So, Mrs. Doubtfire, to me, one of the best dad movies.
So good.
Of all
I love
time.
That this is your first pick.
Right, right. And it's a little non-traditional, right? Because for the most part, you're
Absolutely.
Not seeing Robin Williams as a dad. You're seeing him as an elderly woman. You can watch this on HBO Max. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, HBO has the bulk of the dad movies.
Oh,
so they've done a
okay.
good job getting these. So if you have HBO, don't worry, you can watch these. If you don't, what a great Father's Day gift. Get your dad a whole year of HBO Max and he can watch all of the great things that they've got on it. It includes HBO series, Warner Brothers movies. It's a ton of stuff in there. Secondly, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. This is the third Indiana Jones movie, and it's the one where they team Indiana Jones up with his estranged father, played by Sean Connery. I love this movie. It is my favorite Indiana Jones movie, which is pretty bold. There's four of them. I don't even consider the fourth one existed because it's so bad. I hated it. But in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, our hero, Indiana Jones, played by Harrison Ford, is on the track following in his father's footsteps, who has gone missing, by the way, looking for the Holy Grail. He's chased by Nazis, and there's the spiritual element. He does a horrible Scottish accent at one point. One of the best adventure movies you're ever going to see, and it's a great bit about the relationship between father and son, because even though Indiana Jones has trekked the world and is a well-respected scientist and adventurer, he is still junior to his dad. He is still a little boy in his dad's eyes. Next up, Jaws. Now, I know what you're saying. What?
What?
Roy Scheider, who is the police officer in Jaws, is a great father. He just happens to be dealing with a shark that's attacking his small Amity town and has to close the beaches.
This is a stretch, but I'm here for it.
It is, but let me tell you the moment that... So, first of all, he has to parent, and his kids get wrapped up in this whole shark brouhaha that takes place in Jaws. But there is a moment that I almost feel like Steven Spielberg just had the camera rolling and he didn't intend it to be in the movie, where Roy Scheider is sitting at the kitchen table and he's got his head in his hands and he's thinking really hard. And his son, who's barely old enough to talk, is sitting. He can barely see over the table, but he mimics exactly what his father's doing, putting his head in his hands. It is such a sweet moment between a father and a son. And you get the feeling, because he's just had to deal with the fact that a little boy in this town has been attacked and has been killed by a shark. And so I think he is not thinking as a sheriff, he's thinking as a parent in that moment. And it just, it's one of those really great, great moments in cinema history.
Okay.
And Jaws is well worth it. I mean, Jaws is just a wonderful movie to watch this time of the year anyway. Next up, Father of the Bride. Now, there's two versions of Father of the Bride because the Steve Martin one, believe it or not, is actually a remake of a film from the golden era of Hollywood.
Oh, I did not know this. Mm-hmm.
It's an
Tell
old Spencer Tracy film. Both of them are great. I prefer the Steve Martin one. If you're unfamiliar with the premise, Steve Martin has a daughter who returns from a semester abroad at college, and she surprises them by saying, I've met a man, I've fallen in love, and we're getting married. And any parent who's ever been a part of plans for a wedding, you know that it is a stressful time. There's a great scene where he is wearing a tuxedo that is too small for him, but he's too cheap to buy a new one, goes to the grocery store, and gets in trouble because he goes, why do hot dogs come in packages of 10, but hot dog buns in packages of 8? So he's like, I only need 8 hot dogs because I'm only buying 8 buns. And I think a lot of dads can relate to that moment where you just go like, how much is the cake? Ay, ay, ay.
That is a great movie. And also Diane Keaton is in it.
So
and I
good.
Love Diane Keaton.
And she plays the perfect like other side of the coin to Steve Martin because she keeps things calm and cool. And she knows that he's overreacting and he needs to calm down. But she's been married to him for a long time. You really get the sense that they have a partnership as a marriage.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Great, great, great. One. I love that one.
You like Father of the Bride?
Yes, I love that movie.
Okay, so here's another one that might be a little bit of a stretch, but Armageddon.
Okay,
Bruce
I'm
Willis.
Listening.
Yep. Bruce Willis is a deep sea oil driller who is sent to an asteroid by NASA to save the human race. His daughter is played by Liv Tyler. Ben Affleck is her beau in this thing. Here's the deal. If you don't tear up in that moment where he is broadcasting back to Earth, but she can't communicate back, and he's saying, make sure to tell my daughter that I love her and that AJ better take care of her, and she puts her hand on the screen, it should choke you up. I have a good friend who has actually been a guest on this show before, and watching he and my sister watch this movie once, they both were just blubbering and crying at this moment. And I was like, I got to remember to tell people about this one day. And last but certainly not least, the movie, and I should say Armageddon is on HBO, Father of the Bride is on Amazon, Jaws is on HBO, Indiana Jones, Netflix, Mrs. Doubtfire, HBO. Big Daddy, the Adam Sandler movie from 21 years ago, is a great movie about what it takes to not only be a parent, but specifically to be a dad. If you've never seen this movie, Adam Sandler plays a guy who is living primarily off of the income he had from an accident. He had sued some bus company because he got hit by a bus, and he's been living off of that income, so he's not doing much with his life. His roommate is flying off to China, I believe, to do some big court case that's going to take him several months, and a little boy is dropped off at their house, and this little boy is his roommate's son, and he says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And he ends up raising this boy for a few months, at first allowing him to do whatever he wants. If he wants ketchup packets for breakfast, he can have it. He also wants to be called Frankenstein. So Adam Sandler goes, yeah, why not? I'll call you Frankenstein. The movie is just good. Great. It is that classic era of Adam Sandler where he showed a little bit of emotion and he showed how good of an actor he can be. He has a great freak out moment in this where he's so mad that McDonald's is no longer serving breakfast and they only missed it by 5 minutes. And the kid has a complete and total meltdown. So Big Daddy is rentable on Amazon.
There's so many inappropriate quotes in that movie too.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's hard to have a quote from that movie that's not semi-inappropriate. And when you consider it's a little boy who's his co-star in it.
It's not appropriate. But there's one about something about he won't stop peeing and throwing up. He's like a cocker spaniel or something like that. There's so many inappropriate ones, but it is funny.
My favorite scene in Big Daddy is when Adam Sandler goes to the parent-teacher conferences. Yeah. And it starts off hilarious because she goes, hello, I'm his teacher, Miss Foot. And I thought, okay, so the teacher's name is Miss Foot. She goes, I have some unfortunate news. Julian is the smelly kid. And he goes, oh, no, I let my son become the smelly kid. She goes, I've had some smelly kids before, but Julian is the smelliest. And I get a kick out of that. Someone has also texted in, what about Mr. Mom? I love Mr. Mom. It's Michael Keaton is hilarious in that, and I think we all wanted to get rid of the whoopee by the end of that. That's right. I went there with that Mr. Mom quote, but the list can't be endless. So if you need to watch something with Dad this weekend or in honor of Dad, Mrs. Doubtfire, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Father of the Bride, Jaws, Armageddon, and Big Daddy. Most of them found on HBO, but I'll update it. If you need a little bit of an info hit on this, just check out the podcast. It'll be podcast at kfjoe.com.
That's why the lady is a tramp.